light the fire. You place the flowers.
The big and tall of political talk. Dom and Crute are the devil's advocates.
Welcome back to the Devil's Advocates Radio Show. Dominic, we are joined right now live via Zoom by a fine guest. He is Chad Speight of Chad's Design Build. He's a friend of ours and a fine sponsor. Chad, welcome back to our place.
Hey, great to be here. Great to see you guys.
Thanks, Chad. Good to see you, man.
Chad, it's Friday. We air grievances, and I know you're a little political. I want to give you an opportunity, if you're willing and desire. You got anything to say about our senator, Ron Johnson, Chad?
I'm just embarrassed. And of course, I would say I'm angry, but the reality is I'm a lot less angry these days with Joe Biden in the White House. I mean, it's just so nice to wake up every morning and know that there are competent leaders that represent us that are going to, by and large, do the right thing. And Ron Johnson and others like him can obstruct and complain and do what they will, but I know that Biden and his team are fighting hard for ordinary citizens of this country. You know, and whether you're working, retired, if you own a business, or if you aspire to be a business owner, I mean, you know, they are helping to create a fairer, more humane economy. And, you know, getting this virus under control is such a huge deal. And I really just don't understand where, you know, I mean, the Republicans used to be the loyal opposition back when I was a kid. And, you know, I didn't necessarily agree with their philosophy, but they weren't crazy. And, you know, now we're up against crazy. And I'd like to hope that the state of Wisconsin will start to move back to that sensible, middle and progressive thinking, you know, consensus that we used to have. I mean, I remember when Tommy Thompson was a reasonable, you know, moderate Republican, and those days are long gone. So,
Chad, why do you think that is? Why do you think those days are long gone? What has changed since then?
I think the biggest factor that has, you know, it's great, by the way, thanks for having a progressive talk radio. And I, you know, for what, 40 years, we've had a mostly conservative talk radio universe where what this show represents was just a tiny fraction of the entire talk spectrum. And that megaphone of disinformation and distortion has altered the politics of our country in a very unfortunate and negative way. And then, of course, with the advent of Fox News and even more extreme right-wing outlets for information, you know, more and more of us are living in a bubble. I enjoy listening and reading a variety of viewpoints, you know, reading the editorial pages of various newspapers, which I'm, you know, reading digitally now. I enjoy, you know, someone like George Will, who I, you know, rarely agree with, but it's great to read that perspective. But when you live in this world of sensationalism and just kind of scaring the bejesus out of everyone, it starts to have a corrosive impact on everything. And I think that's what we've seen. I'm not going to, that guy that passed away a few weeks ago, I know you guys were talking about it. And, you know, I mean, I know I don't ever want to wish, you know, death on someone, but I certainly look forward to the day when that sort of ugly, intolerant extremism is not the norm on the bulk of the AM dial. It's just, it's insane and it's sad. And I think we all deserve better. And I mean, I wouldn't I'm glad that we try very hard not to stoop to that level. And sure, we get upset and we have justified anger at many things that are going on in our country, and certainly at some people that are stirring up that pot of hatred and intolerance. But I'm happy to be fighting for a more tolerant and, you know, just community and state and nation and world ultimately. And so that's why we're proud to be a sponsor here on Devil Radio.
Well, Chad, we're certainly pleased as punch to have you on board, but I will just note, sir, I'm not afraid to stoop and perhaps drop a knee or an elbow when necessary. You know, I'm okay with the dirty street fight. Our fine guest, Chad Spate, from Chad's Design Build. Chad, builder sentiment has always been a leading indicator, a predictive indicator, meaning whether or not guys like you are optimistic or not is always been a indicator of where the economy might be going next. So I got to ask you, you're a small sample size, Chad, but perhaps the pandemic starting to wane and vaccines on the way. Chad, how do you feel as a small businessman? Are you optimistic?
I am optimistic. I'm always cautiously, or I'm often cautiously optimistic. And I am definitely cautiously optimistic right now because there are so many things that could still go south. And yet, by and large, I think it helps to be, you know, headed in the right direction with respect to the pandemic, vaccinations, you know, economic policy in our nation. And, you know, there's a well-established history now that the presidential terms, the periods when we've had Democratic presidents over the last 40 years have actually been the periods when we've had the most economic expansion in our country. And that's not an accident. And I'm so I can't help but be optimistic just based on that history. And I hope that here in the state of Wisconsin, we can start to get our act together. I mean, it does bother me that, and it does worry me, frankly, because I mean, I ultimately am in this local economy. And the GOP in Wisconsin is doing everything in its power right now to suppress the vote and to stop Governor Evers from doing just sensible things to help us crawl out of this pandemic, while at the same time being prudent so that we don't have another surge in the virus and end up having to have more lockdowns. I am so thankful to live here in Dane County, where we have been managing this pandemic in a thoughtful way. And it's tough, and I've been doing my part and encouraging everyone I know and my employees to, you know, go out there and do takeout and support these local businesses. We've been participating a lot in the soup project that Dane Buy Local is doing. I'm forgetting what it's called, Soups On or something like that. And we've been buying soup every other week for our staff. And encouraging them to buy even more soup, and of course, donating soup. That's a great thing to do, but there's so many things we can do to help keep our local businesses afloat during this challenging time. And I am optimistic that we're gonna be able to carefully, but thoughtfully open up and start to get out there and, you know, with good basic common sense behaviors, you know, wearing the mask and keeping our distance, but enjoying not just the outdoors and springtime, but you know, going to restaurants and hopefully some other creative ways of enjoying some outdoor events. You know, what, American Family Park is going to have 11,000 people at opening day, and I'm thinking, do I want to go to a baseball game? Like, I'm not sure I'm quite ready to take that risk myself, but I'm happy that we're going to try to make it work, because really that's what this is about. It's how do we adapt our behavior so that this threat that we're facing doesn't kill us and doesn't derail our ability to take care of people with our healthcare system. You know, it's just being sensible. And I'm glad that we seem to be surrounded by a growing number of sensible people, you know, and hopefully Ron Johnson won't be a distraction for us a couple of years from now.
No soup for Ron Johnson.
No soup for you.
Chad Spate, our buddy. He is the owner of Chad's Design Build, a fine local business. And Chad, I gotta help plug your business. I've been trapped inside like everyone listening to my voice for like a year. And suddenly every ding in the wall, every little nick and thing, they're kind of growing in their obviousness. And suddenly my wife is like, she wants to paint. She wants to do some tile work. Chad, I got to imagine with people stuck in their homes, they're trying to improve their homes. And that's where a guy like you and your company come in. Chad, sure. I know you're able to perform. I know you guys have been working through the pandemic in a safe fashion. But mm-hmm. Chad, overall, if it's time to start improving the home, when should people get started?
Well, so with our company, we have a very thoughtful planning process at the front end. You know, once we decide that the thing you're thinking about doing makes sense based on the budget that you're comfortable investing in your home, we go through what we call a project development process. We do, you know, charge for those services. Often it's anywhere from 6 to maybe 10% of the total project cost, but it allows us to figure out exactly what are we going to do, what choices, what selections are you going to make, what features will you have in your renovation or your addition, and what's it all going to cost. And so then when we start the construction contract, we know exactly what we're doing. You know exactly what you're going to get and what you're going to pay for it. And, you know, there are a lot of people right now thinking about how do I create a more comfortable, isolated home office so that, you know, let's be honest. It sounds like after the pandemic, once we're past this, there's still going to be a lot of people that either because they choose to be at home or their business has decided that, you know, office space is not really necessary on a scale that we have been accustomed to. People are going to need a place to work from home some of the time. And of course, everything else that you might do, kitchens, bathrooms, sun porches, the lower level, you know, those are the sorts of projects that are our bread and butter. We're strictly a residential remodeling company. So we have, I have a very good repeat client who we just happened to remodel his home office. We wrapped up the project exactly 1 year ago, really end of February. And I'll tell you, he is a very happy person to have had that office. And he loves his office, and he's used it a lot. So, we love what we do. And but, you know, first and foremost, we want to have a happy client. And so it takes some time to plan so that you can be happy at the end. And that's how we do it.
Chad Spate from Chad's Design Build. We got about a minute left, Chad. If people want to find out more about you and your company, the services you provide, how would they go about doing so, sir?
Yeah, thank you. So the best way is to go to our website, which is chadsdesignbuild.com. But of course, you can always give us a call, and there's always going to be someone who answers the phone. If we're not in the office, or a live person will pick up that phone, and we'll get back to you in a timely manner. 608-221-1799.
Chad, I'm glad to hear you've got live people working for you, because the alternative really scares me. That's our pal Chad Spate, a fine progressive and the owner of Chad's Design Build. Give him a call if you want to improve that home you're stuck in for at least a few more months. Thanks, Chad. Have a wonderful weekend. The rest of you, stick around. More Devil's Advocates.
Thanks, Chad.
Bye.
today.